Macmillan Audio presents Frank, A Life in Politics, From the Great Society to Same-Sex Marriage. Written and read by Barney Frank.
Dedicated to Jim, who's made Better Late Than Never my all-time favorite cliché. Chapter 1. From Bayonne to Boston. In 1954, I was a fairly normal 14-year-old, enjoying sports, unhealthy food, and loud music. But even then, I realized that there were two ways in which I was different from the other guys. I was attracted to the idea of serving in government, and I was attracted to the other guys. I also realized that these two attractions would not mix well. At the time, public officials were highly regarded. The president, Dwight Eisenhower, was one of America's most admired and respected military heroes. I was a homosexual, an involuntary member of one of America's most despised groups. I knew that achieving success in any area where popularity was required would be impossible, given the unpopularity of my sexual orientation. If this were fiction, a spoiler alert would now be appropriate, because the story ends with a dramatic turnabout. When I retired from Congress in January 2013, the divergent reputations of elected officials and homosexuality persisted, but with one major difference. The order was reversed. Legal protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people were more popular than elected officials as a class. Congress was held in particularly low esteem.